Srimad Bhagavatam is the mail of Krishna Bhakti, it is the essence of all Veda Shastras, Vedic literature. Chari Veda Upanishadi jato kichu hoy, tar arthalaya abhyas karilo sanchay. You will find the essence of four Vedas and Upanishadas here in this Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the last contribution of Srila Vyasadeva, taking essence from four Vedas and from all Upanishadas, he put everything here in Srimad Bhagavatam. Jai Sutre Jai Rukh Vishaya Vachana Bhagavate Sai Rukh Shloka Nibandha. This is natural commentary on Vedanta Sutra. Vyasadeva is the compiler of Vedanta Sutra, and he has given the commentary on Vedanta Sutra. This is Srimad Bhagavatam. You will find the same verses. In Srimad Bhagavatam, the verses you find in Vedanta Sutra. Jiver nishtar lagi sutra koilo vyaso, mahavadi bhasya sunle hoy sarvanas. So Vyasadeva compiled Vedanta Sutra for the deliverance of the jivas. And he gave the commentary that is Srimad Bhagavatam. But Mayavadis, they don't accept it. The propounder of Mayavad philosophy, Sri Bhavasankaracharya, has compiled a commentary on Vedanta Sutra, which is completely imaginative commentary. Therefore, Sriman Mahaprabhu gives us caution. Don't go to Mayavadis, don't listen to their commentaries on Vedanta Sutra. If you do so, your bhakti-vṛddhi will be completely doomed. Mayabhādi bhāśya sunyai sarvanās. Therefore, instruction is, jāo bhāgavata padho vaiṣṇava-rasthāne ekānta-āśra karo caitanya-charane. Go to a vaiṣṇava and hear bhāgavata from him. Study bhāgavata under his guidance and completely surrender unto the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Here is a question. What is the necessity of taking shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in respect of understanding Bhagavatam? This is the question. Can you answer? Bolo. Yes? No? Nobody can answer. What is the necessity of taking shelter of the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in respect of understanding Bhagavatam? That is the question. No. Yes? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave love of Godhead, yes. Then, the love of Godhead is required to understand Bhagavatam? You say so? Isn't it? Why? Love of Godhead is required to understand Bhagavatam. Nobody can understand Bhagavatam in terms of his material scholarship, learning, merit, intelligence. No? Nobody? Nobody? Why? It's written in Sanskrit. So one Sanskrit scholar may say, yes, I can understand. He's a Sanskrit scholar. Then why do you say that only love of God is required to understand Bhagavatam? Bolo? What is that? That's all light, Baba. That's all light, I understand it. But why a scholar cannot understand? What hidden? That means it will not manifest to a scholar? Oh, that love may not be, but he can understand it, because it is written in Sanskrit language. Why he cannot understand? I cannot understand the meaning. Sanskrit scholar was learning scholarship intelligence and merit, and so many commentators are there, they have given commentaries on it also. Those commentaries all written in Sanskrit. I can take help of the commentary. I can understand. Why do you say no? That's the question. Yes, yes, tell me. You cannot understand Bhagavatam? Are Baba. Who can understand Krishna? Yes? You come here. Why are you sitting there? Come here. Come to the front. Please come. Why you sit so scattered? Come closer, come closer. Come here, come here. Yes. A bhakta can understand, isn't it? Nobody can understand Krishna. Only a bhakta can understand, isn't it? Why it is so? Only bhakta accepts, Vaishnava does accept. Others don't accept. Yes. Quote Krishna's words. Krishna says how one can understand him. Bhaktya manga bhijanati. Bhaktya stvananaya labhya. Bhaktyam ekaya grajya. Isn't it? In Bhagavad Gita, in Srimad Bhagavatam. These two scriptures and all the scriptures. Only by bhakti one can understand Krishna. Nobody can understand Krishna by dint of his mental scholar. Speculation, scholarship, learning, merit, intelligence. Isn't it? 11th canto of Bhagavatam. Krishna says that thing to Uddhava. Isn't it? What he says? Namam sadhiti yoga no sankhyam na dharma uddhava no sadhyaya tapasthyaga tatha bhaktir mamarjita. These are Krishna's words. Namam sadhiti yoga no sankhyam na dharma uddhava no sadhyaya tapasthyaga tatha bhaktir mamarjita. Clearly say it. Nobody can understand me by yoga sadhana, by mystic yoga sadhana or astanga yoga sadhana. Mystic yogi or astanga yogi cannot understand. Namasadhi yoga no sankhyam. Sankhya yogi also cannot understand me by analytical study. Sankhya alochana. No, yoga no sankhyam na dharmam. Among sadhik yogana sankhyana dharmam. Those who follow swadharma, varnasrama dharma, they cannot understand. Dharmam sankhyam yogam dharmam no sadhyaya tapasthyaga. Those who do sadhyaya, Vedic study, acquire Vedic knowledge, then they cannot understand me. Isn't it? Tapa, those who undergo severe austerity, tapasya, penance, till they can understand me, they cannot understand. Tyaga, even one becomes complete renunciate, great tyagi, vairagi, till he cannot understand me. Tapasthyaga tatha bhaktir mamarjita, as I am understood by bhakti only. Isn't it? Yes, yes. Similarly, you want to say that only by bhakti, Bhagavata can be understood, isn't it? Isn't it? Why it is so? Why it is so? Because it is Krishna.
కృష్ణాతుల్యో భాగవత విభూ సర్వాశ్రయో ప్రతి శ్లోకే ప్రతి అక్షరీ నానాథోకోయో. ఇస్ కోటేషన్ ఫ్రమ్ చైతన్య భాగవత బృందావన్ దాస్ ఠాకూర్ ఆశ్రయ. కృష్ణతుల్య భాగవత విభు సర్వాశ్రయ ప్రతి శ్లోకే ప్రతి అక్షరీ నానాథోకోయో. దిస్ ఇస్ కృష్ణ, దిస్ ఇస్ అస్ గుడ్ అస్ కృష్ణ, దిస్ ఇస్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ది ఇన్కార్నేషన్స్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ. కృష్ణద వాణి అవతార వాణి విగ్రహ వాణి ఇన్కార్నేషన్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ. దిస్ ఇస్ నాట్ డిఫరెంట్ ఫ్రమ్ కృష్ణ. భాగవత కృష్ణేర శ్రీయంగ తహాతే కహేన జతో గోప్య కృష్ణ రంగ. దే ఆర్ ఆల్ కొటేషన్స్ ఫ్రమ్ చైతన్య భాగవత వృందావన్ దాస్ ఠాకూర్ ఆశ్రయ. దిస్ ఇస్ ది బాడీ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ. కృష్ణేర శ్రీయంగ తహాతే కహేన జతో గోప్య కృష్ణ రంగ. ఆల్ కన్ఫిడెన్షియల్ లీలా తత్వ హావ్ బీన్ సెయిడ్ హియర్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం. అండర్స్టాండ్? ప్రతి శ్లోకే ప్రతి అక్షరే నానార్థక హয় కృష్ణతుల్య భాగవత విభు సర్వాశ్రయ. యాజ్ కృష్ణ ఇస్ విభు, విభు మీన్స్ సుప్రీం లార్డ్, విభు మీన్స్ సుప్రీం లార్డ్. సిమిలర్లీ భాగవత ఇస్ విభు, ఇస్ సుప్రీం లార్డ్ బికాస్ యాజ్ గుడ్ యాజ్ కృష్ణ. యాజ్ వి టేక్ షెల్టర్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ, సిమిలర్లీ వి టేక్ షెల్టర్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవత. ప్రతి శ్లోకే ప్రతి అక్షరే నానార్థక హয় in every verse, even in every word, even in every letter, many, many, many meanings are there. If you want to explain one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam perfectly well, it will take days, days, days together, Baba. But to speak half an hour, 1 hour, 2 hours, such thing contents here. Unlimited. Krishna is Ananta, unlimited. So this is that, this is Vibhu. Bhagavata is as good as Krishna, is Vibhu Vastu, is supreme Lord, is unlimited. Ananta Dev, who has unlimited, unlimited mouth. Understand? Speaks Bhagavata from time immemorial, from time immemorial. Still he has not completed it. It's unlimited mouth speaking, Anantadev. Not completed. It is unlimited. For Kumaras, they hear Srimad Bhagavatam from Anantadev. Understand? This is Bhagavata. Therefore, without bhakti, nobody can understand it. Therefore, bhakti is required. శ్రీపతి వన్ ఆఫ్ ది మహాజనస్ భక్త్యా భారతం రాజ్యం నా బుద్ధ్యా నదీకయా. శ్రీపతి స్టేట్మెంట్ ఓన్లీ వై భక్తి, భక్త్యా భారతం రాజ్యం నా బుద్ధ్యా నదీకయా. ఓన్లీ వై భక్తి వన్ క్యాన్ అండర్స్టాండ్ భాగవత. హీ క్యాన్ నాట్ అండర్స్టాండ్ బై మెంటల్ స్పెక్యులేషన్, స్కాలర్షిప్, మెరిట్ ఆర్ ఇంటెలిజెన్స్ ఆర్ టేకింగ్ హెల్ప్ ఆఫ్ the commentary is given by many commentators. Many commentators are there. Those who have given commentaries on Srimad Bhagavatam, of them, Siddhar Swami is the best commentator. Srimad Mahaprabhu has accepted Siddhar Swami as best commentator. Siddhar Swami Guru Karimani Siddharanugata Karo Bhagavata Vakhyana. He says that thing to that. Vallabhacharya, Vallabhacharya, who is a proud Padma fellow. Accept Siddhar Swami as a guru. If you want to speak something on Bhagavatam or write something on Bhagavatam, you should accept Siddhar Swami as a guru. Under his guidance, then you speak Bhagavatam. Mahaprabhu said, Siddhar Swami is the best commentator. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam. Madhvacharya has commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam. Jiva Goswami has commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur has commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam.
And our revered spiritual master, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada, he has commented, this is Bhakti Vedanta purpose, are here, Bhakti Vedanta Vasya. So many commentators are there. And Srimad Bhagavatam, if someone may think, oh, I take help of commentaries, I can understand Srimad Bhagavatam. But Srimadhi said, no. Bhaktya Bhagavatam Rajyam Namudhyana Satikaya. Only by bhakti one can understand Bhagavatam. Cannot understand Bhagavata by dint of his mental speculation, scholarship, learning, intelligence, merit, or taking help of the commentaries given by many commentators. Understand? Because it is Divyavastha. This is Supreme Lord as good as Krishna. Ekantasya kura siddhava bhagavata pada vaisnava sthane. Ekantasya kura chaitya chan. Go to a vaisnava. Who is an embodiment of Bhagavata, who is bhakta Bhagavata, and who is a dear devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hear Bhagavata from him. Study Bhagavata under his guidance. And completely take shelter at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because he gives them bhakti. He gives the bhakti that will help you to understand Krishna. That bhakti is required to understand Bhagavata as it is as good as Krishna. Understand? Therefore it is said, this is the answer. Understand? Huh? Yes. Bhagavata jena mane se javana sama tar sasta che janme janme prabhu jama. One who don't accept Bhagavatam is a mlecha javan. Is a mlecha javan. Huh? Don't accept Bhagavatam. Don't accept the teachings given in Bhagavata, conclusions drawn in Bhagavata, is mlitsa javan. He is to be punished by jamarat, not one life, life after life. Understand? Life after life. He is to be punished by jamarat. Yes, he is a great offender. These are some of the glorifications of Srimad Bhagavatam. Before approaching Srimad Bhagavatam, we must glorify Srimad Bhagavatam and beg for His mercy. As we glorify Supreme Lord Krishna, beg for His mercy. Similarly, we should glorify Srimad Bhagavatam and beg for His mercy. Without His mercy, we cannot approach Him. We cannot touch Him. Therefore, we must beg for the mercy. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Now please come to the text. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, fourth canto. Chapter 12, text 20. Tra. Deya. Anu. Dem. Devatavaram. Two very beautiful demigods. Chatu Bhujau. With four arms. Syamau. Blackish. Kisarau. Quite young. Aruna. Reddish. Ambuja, lotus flower, Ikshanav, with eyes, Sthitav, situated, Avastabhya, holding, Gadan, clubs, Subhasasav, with nice garments, Kirita, helmets, Haro, necklaces, Angada, bracelets, Charu, beautiful, Kundalav, with earrings. Tatran deva prabharau chatru bhujau, Syamun kisaravamunambu dekhyanam, Sitavavastabhyagadam suvasasau, Kiritaharangada charu kundalav. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Dhruva Maharaj saw two very beautiful associates of Lord Vishnu in the plain. They had four hands and a blackish bodily luster. They are very youthful, and their eyes were just like reddish lotus flowers. They held clubs in their hands, and they were dressed in very attractive garments with helmets and were decorated with necklaces, bracelets and earrings. Please repeat translation. Dhruva Maharaj saw two very beautiful associates of Lord Vishnu in the plain. They had four hands and a blackish bodily luster. They were very beautiful. They were very youthful. And their eyes were just like reddish lotus flowers. They held cloves in their hands and were dressed in very attractive garments with helmets and were decorated with necklaces, bracelets and earrings. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The inhabitants of Vishnu Loka are of the same bodily feature as Lord Vishnu, and they also hold cloth, conchel, lotus flower and disc. In this verse, it is distinctly stated that they had four hands and were nicely dressed. The description of their bodily decorations corresponds exactly to that of Vishnu. So the two uncommon personalities who descended from the airplane came directly from Vishnu Loka, or the planet where Lord Vishnu lives. So this is Dhruva Maharaj goes back to Godhead, this chapter says. Now Dhruva Maharaj is going back to Godhead, going to Vaikuntha Loka. These two associates, from Vishnu Loka, Vaikuntha, the Dutas, Vishnu Dutas, they have come with nice aeroplane to take Dhruva Maharaj to Vaikuntha. Isn't it? So, Dhruva, whose son was Dhruva? Well, you should take lesson from Dhruva Charit. This is lesson for you, Mr. Anil. Whose son was Dhruva? Dhruva is the son of Uttanapada, isn't it? The Uttanapada had two wives. Who were they? Suruchi and Suniti. Whose son was Dhruva? Suniti's son was Dhruva. Suruchi also had a son. What was his name? Uttama. And that Suruchi was the pet wife of Uttanapada. The Suniti, Dhruva's mother, was not so close to Uttanapada. Do you understand? She was from distant. So once Dhruva went to sit on the lap of his father was seated on the throne. Do you understand? Holding Uttama in his lap. At that time he was denied by stepmother Suruchi, no, you cannot sit there, isn't it? Very harsh words stepmother said. Not in this life. If by the mercy of Lord Narayanam, next life you will take birth from my womb, then you will get this opportunity of sitting on the lap of your father, sitting on the throne. Understand? So Dhruva became insulted. He was very much embarrassed. 5-year-old boy, simple boy. Then crying, he came back to his mother, Suniti. Suniti understood why her son was crying. Suniti consoled her, consoled Dhruva. Mother Suruchi said a very good thing. By the mercy of Lord Narayana,
If you get mercy of Lord Narayana, then everything is possible. You understand? And Dhruva took it very seriously. You understand? Then he asked, where is that Lord Narayana? I must go, I must meet him. You see, Mr. Anirudh, 5-year-old boy, you are, how old are you? 50? You are 5-year-old boy, you are 50. Take lesson from Dhruva, how determined he was. Where is Lord Narayana? I must go and meet him. So his mother, Suniti, said, oh, I have heard many great sages, munis, they go to forest to undergo tapasya, to get Narayana. Then I must go to forest, I must go to forest, I must undergo severe austerities, I must get. I must get Narayana, I must get. How determined he is. Do you understand? This is the lesson one should learn from Dhruva Charita. But you are 50 years old, no determination, How can you get? Krishna Baba, without determination, one cannot get. Strong determination is required. I must get. Very life I must get. His mother said, you are a mere boy. How can you go to forest? So many dangers are there, ferocious animals are there, places, very dangerous place. How can you go there? But he didn't listen anything. No, I must go. I must get Narayana. I must get benediction from him, mercy, otherwise how my desire will be fulfilled. You understand? He didn't listen, went out. Crying. One should cry to get the Supreme Lord. Unless you cry, Mr. Anil, how can you get? You are crying for a cigarette. Smoking cigarette. Crying for a cigarette, not crying for Krishna. So, how can you get Supreme Lord? So many years you are staying here and you have met Prabhupada. But what benefit, what value, Baba? You are not crying for Krishna. A 5-year-old boy, he cried, where is lotus eyed Hari, where is lotus eyed Hari, where is lotus eyed Hari? Just crying, he went out and left. Home and entered into the deep jungle, forest, so dangerous place. He's crying, only crying for Krishna. Krishna gives him protection. There is no danger for him, nothing. You understand? Krishna is, Dhruva is now crying for me, how to get me, how to come to me. Then Krishna, who is in the heart as a Paramatma, you understand, now he's crying. And a conditioned soul cries for that. Understand? After undergoing Brahmanda Bhamite Kodana Bhagyavana Jiva Guru Krishna Prasadepaya Bhakti Lata Bija. Do you understand? It is said, Brahmanda Bhamite Kodana Bhagyavana Jiva Guru Krishna Prasadepaya Bhakti Lata Bija. Wandering, lots of Brahmandas, undergoing lots of species of life. A Bhagyavana Jiva, a fortunate Jiva, gets the seed of bhakti kripa by the mercy of Guru and Krishna. What is that? Bhagyavan, what is that bhagya, Baba? Mr. Anil, what is that bhagya? It is that bhagyavan who wins a lottery ticket, who has purchased a lottery ticket. Purchased a lottery ticket, what do you say? $1, now wins $100,000 of great bhagya. This is bhagya. You mean this bhagya, so bhagya? Mr. Anil? No, Baba, it is not that bhagya. Bhagyavan is not that bhagya. It is to get the seed of bhakti kripa. Bhagyavan jiva guru krishna prasade pai bhakti lata bija. He meets guru. That is the arrangement of Krishna. Understand? Krishna prasad and guru prasad. What is Krishna prasad at the mercy of Krishna and at the mercy of guru? Understand anything? What is that? Bolo. What is Krishna prasad? What is the mercy of Krishna? Mercy of, by the mercy of Krishna, one meets guru. That is the mercy of Krishna. Understand? Then by the mercy of guru, one gets Krishna. Understand? That is Krishna prasad, guru prasad. Understand? That is what we should understand. When one cries from the core of his heart for Krishna, then Krishna makes arrangement, because no direct approach, no direct approach. He must come through guru, his dear devotee. Dear Baba, without acceptance of guru, without taking shelter of the lotus feet of guru, without serving guru, without getting mercy from guru, nobody can approach Krishna. No direct approach. Therefore, Krishna makes arrangement. Krishna understood, Dhruva is now crying for me. One has to cry. Yes, those who have cried, they have gotten. Dhruva cried, he got. Billa Mangala cried, he got. Yes. Unless you cry, how can you get? Mr. Rani, you are not crying. Lots of lives you have already undergone. How many lots more will you undergo? Unlimited. You have to cry. This is the lesson one should learn from Dhruva Charita. You follow? In Kathopanishad you'll find Namatma pravatane labhyana medhayana mohuna sudhena yamame isabrunite tena labhyasta seishatma vibrunite tamuswan. Understand? Namatma pravatane labhyana medhayana mohuna sudhena yamame isabrunite tena labhyasta seishatma vibrunite tamuswan. Who is there in the heart? Paramatma nona chaitya guru, guru chaitya babusa, another verse is there. When he understands this person is only is crying for me, guru boy is crying for me, he understands, he's in the heart. Then he makes arrangement. Namatma pravatan labhyano medhayatma bhunasudena. You cannot understand this isha tattva paramatma tattva by your mental speculation, by your merit, intelligence, learning, scholarship, or hearing so many pravachanas from so many pandits, karmis, jnanis, yogis, scholars, cannot understand. You follow? Namatma pravatan labhyana medhayana bhunasutena jamavishabhunte tena labhyas tasishatma vibrunute tanuswam. Who is there in the heart? When he hears crying, oh, he's crying to get me, to meet me, to approach me. So he, how can I understand him? Jigyasu, who is very intuitive to understand Supreme Lord. Chaturvidha bhajante maam bhuta. Sukrajina Arjuna. Arti, arthati, jigyasu, jnanita bharatarsava. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said, four types of devotees. They do my bhajan. Arti, arthati, they are sukrajina, not sukrajina. Understand my language? Arti arthati jigyasu jnani, who is in dangerous situation, has put in danger, he prays to Supreme Lord, please help me take out of this danger. Isn't it? Arti arthati, who is very poor, suffering out of poverty. You understand? He prays to Lord, please help me. I am suffering out of poverty. Give me wealth. There will be no poverty. Do you follow? Then Jigyasa is very intuitive. How to know Supreme Lord? You understand? He prays. He does bhajan. Jnani wants to get transcendental knowledge, jnana. He also does bhajan, tatra vidha bhajanta maham jnana. Sukrudina Arjuna. They are Sukrudina. Do you follow? So, when they offer, when they cry, Krishna who is there in Paramatma, then he assumes a body. Vibhruti Tanuswam. He assumes a body and appears in the form of Guru before him. Do you understand? Krishna, Guru Rupa Hano, Sastreya Pramani, Chaitanya Chattanto, Kaviraj Goswami. Krishna Guru Rupa Hano, Sastreya Pramani. This Sastra Pramani, Krishna Pa assumes the body of a Guru and appears. Do you understand? With Chaitya Guru, with there in the heart, Paramatma, he appears when one cries for him, how to know him, how to understand him, how to get him. Well, that is real Guru. Otherwise nobody can understand that Isha Tattva, Bhagavat Tattva, Paramatma Tattva unless he speaks. Understand? Unless he speaks. Krishna dadi kruba karen kon bhagyavane guru antarjami rupe sikhaya apane. Guru rupe Krishna kruba karen bhakta jane. Eva Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna showers his mercy on some bhagyavan, some fortunate jiva. He appears as guru. Guru antarjami rupe sikhaya and teaches him. Guru Rupe Krishna Kruba Karen Bhakta Dhani, in the form of Guru, Krishna showers his mercy. Therefore Guru is known as Krishna Kripa Sri Murti. Krishna Kruba Sri Murti. Krishna Kruba mercy of Krishna Arjuna's body, that is Guru. Understand? Krishna Kruba Sri Murti is Guru. This is Guru Tattva. By the mercy of Krishna, one gets Guru. Then by the mercy of Guru, one gets Krishna. And when Dhruva cried, Krishna understood it. So he made arrangement. He met his Guru. That is Narada Muni. Understand? He met his Guru, Narada Muni. Narada Muni appeared. Narada Muni said, oh, Dhruva, you are just a boy, 5-year-old boy. And boys are generally interested in playing, isn't it? Khela dhula karna hai. You are interested in playing. You cannot do tapasya. Very difficult. Great, great Muni sages. Thousands of years have done tapasya, not gotten Baba. How can you do, a mere boy, You want to sit on the throne of your father, isn't it? That was his desire, Isn't it? Because he felt embarrassed when you are Dibba. And his stepmother said, if you get mercy of Narayana and take birth, next birth from my womb, then we'll get that chance, isn't it? And his mother, Suniti, said, yes. So Suruchi, mother Suruchi said, very good thing, mercy of Narayana is given. Therefore I must give mercy of Narayana. Oh, he had. Therefore he had come out, isn't it? And Guru tests, how determined you are? How determined you are on him? To get Krishna, to understand, so you have this determination. No, no determination. You want to sit on the throne of your father? All right, come with me. This time there will be no objection, you'll sit. Vajrava said, no, I don't want that. I want Meet that Lord Narayana. You know him? Can you help me in that respect how to meet Lord Narayana? Then I'll listen to you. Otherwise I won't listen. Nandabhat, please go away. He's so determined. 5-year-old boy, you are 50. 50. You have no determination. How can you get the Supreme Lord? It's an easy thing. Mr. O'Neill, this is lesson for you. Has come out to him, Bhagavatam. Mr. O'Neill, you see? This is lesson for you. 5-year-old boy, very determined. No, I want to meet Lord Narayana. I don't want to listen anything. What to speak of the place of my position of my father? The position my father has not gotten, my grandfather has not gotten, my great-grandfather has not gotten. I want superior position that. He developed that desire also. His father was Uttanapada. His grandfather was? Who was the grandfather? Uttanapada's father? Manu. Manu's father? Brahma. My father has not gotten, my grandfather has not gotten, my great-grandfather has not gotten. That means he developed a desire to get a plus superior to that of Brahma. Understand? All desires are there. What to speak of the seat of my father? I don't want anything to listen to you. If you know that Lord Narayana, please tell me, otherwise you won't listen. Narada Muni Sava is Dhruva's determined only to see Lord Narayana. Not anything else. So, Guru tests, and he came out successful. Then Narada Muni gave him mantra, gave him instruction, gave him the description, bodily feature of Supreme Lord Vishnu from beginning from toe to the top of hair. Everything, this is the form of the Lord. You meditate, you go to that Madhubana, sit there, do this. Sadhana in this way, everything he taught. And Dhruva followed the instruction of his guru as it is and underwent very severe austerities and penances. Within six months, through his tapasya, he is satisfied. Lord Vishnu, and Lord Vishnu approached before him, appeared before him. He was meditating, opened the eyes and saw, whom I am meditating, he is now standing before me. My guru has said, this is the form, and this same form I see. This is Lord Vishnu. And he paid obeisance, then he wanted to offer some prayers to Lord Vishnu. But 5-year-old boy, he had not gone to any school, not gotten any education. He didn't know what to pray. And Lord Vishnu could understand it very easily. Dhruva wants to offer some prayer, but he didn't know. Therefore, he tossed his conchal on his forehead. Then all jnana came out. It's all, you have gone, all finished it. Then he offered prayers. Open mouth and offered prayers. Mukam karoti vatala upangu langahati girijat kripata umande Sri Guru dinatarine paramananda madhu. It gets the mercy of Sri Guru, that is the mercy of paramananda madhava, a mukha. A deaf can become an eloquent speaker and bearer. Yes, all Vedic knowledge. That happened to Dhruva, isn't it? Then Lord Vishnu asked him, all right, you ask for the benediction you want. Isn't it? Ask for the benediction you want. Because that was it, I must meet Lord Narayana, get benediction from him. Dhruva has so many material desires. Yes? Therefore,
he had undergone so severe austerity, and thereby he satisfied Supreme Lord to his austerity. Now, Supreme Lord asked him, ask for the benediction. What Dhruva said? You understand? What is it?
Thana virasi tapasi sthitoyam tam praptavan deva munindra guyam kacham vichinnam api divyaratram swamin kritarthosmi varunajache.
Understand? That Dhruva said.
Thana virasi tapasi sthitoyam tam praptavan deva munindra guyam kacham vichinnam api divyaratram swamin kritarthosmi varunajache. Oh, my Lord, I don't want any benediction from you. Thana virasi tapasi sthitoyam. I have desire of position, sthana. Understand? He had already developed that desire. Even my father has not gone, my grandfather has not gone, my great-grandfather has not gone. I want superior position there. That is already granted. Already granted. So I underwent severe state penance because of this desire. I was thanabhyasi. I am desirous of position, isn't it? But what happened? What I got? Tam praptavan deva munindra guhyam. But I got you. I got you. Even great demigods, great munis, rishis, cannot get you, I got you. Deva munindra guhyam. Kacham vichinnam api divyaratnam. I was in search of few pieces of glass. Few pieces of glass. But I got divyaratnam. Invaluable gem. Diamond. I was in search of pieces of glass. But I got invaluable diamond. Swamin kudartha asmi varuna jata. I am completely satisfied. I don't need to ask for any benediction from you. Do you understand? He at last said like that. But first he had material desire. Do you understand? Supreme Lord said, what Supreme Lord said? No. All your desires have been fulfilled. What desires you have cherished? You go back to your father's country, sit on that throne, throne of your father. First desire was there to sit on that. And rule the kingdom for 36,000 years, Baba. 36,000 years. Go. Then, for him, a special planet has been created, Dhruva Loka, special Vaikuntha planet. Now, Vishnudutas have come with the plane to take him there. Then at last, that after 36,000 years ruling, sitting on the first, your seat of your father, then you'll go there, special planet. Has been created for you, that is superior to the planet of Brahma. My great-grandfather has not gone. Do you understand? The complete annihilation comes, Mahapraya, the planet of Brahma was destroyed. Brahma is destroyed, understand? But this Dhruva planet, this is one of Vaikuntha, it will never destroy. It will never destroy. Do you understand? The dorsals, that is also fulfilled, and you'll go there with your mother, Suniti. Get all his desires. But Dhruva was not very happy. Was not very happy. All his desires are fulfilled, but he was not happy. He condemned himself, but when he made Supreme Lord, all his material desires are gone now. So he condemns, I am such a rascal. I ask for this material things from Supreme Lord. Isn't it? He got all this verse. He was not happy. He was very morose. But he is already You have only cherished that desire and it's only fulfilled. You have to do it. Then after 36,000 years, then you will go there, that planet, and stay there eternally and engage in my bhajan there with your mother. That is Dhruva. So we will find two boy devotees in Srimad Bhagavatam. One is Dhruva and other is Prahlada, isn't it? Prahlada is a boy devotee. Dhruva is a boy devotee. Two boy devotee charita in Srimad Bhagavatam. And what is the difference between Dhruva's devotion and Prahlada's devotion? Do you find any difference? Yes, that is different. Prahlada had no material desire at all. But Dhruva had material desire. This is the difference. Understood? This is the difference. Prahlada had no material desire, but Dhruva had material desire. This is the difference. Prahlada was a niskama bhakta. Understand me? Niskama bhakta who had no material desire. No desire for material enjoyment, no desire for liberation also. The Mahaprabhu's teaching, nādhanam nādhanam nāsundarim kavitambhā jagadīśakāmai mama janmani janmani sware bhavatād bhakti rahit vidvai. Mahaprabhu has taught us. What do you ask for? What do you ask for the Supreme Lord, Mr. Anil? Give me a cigarette. Nādhanam nādhanam nāsundarim kavitambhā jagadīśakāmai mama janmani janmani sware bhavata bhakti rahit vidai. This is the prayer we have to offer to Supreme Lord. O Lord, I am not asking for material wealth, not asking for material followers, not asking for a beautiful lady to enjoy. I am not asking for liberation. Janmani janmani sware bhavata bhakti rahit vidai. Life after life, I'll serve your lotus feet and give you all pleasure, all happiness, all ananda to you, not asking anything for me. Give me a hetuki bhakti, give me a kinchana bhakti and a devotion only. I don't want it. That is only prayer. Understand? And Prahlada had that prayer. Do you understand? Prahlada was a niskama bhakta, he had no desire for material enjoyment, no desire for liberation. When even Nrisingadev, Lord Nrisingadev was ready, offered him liberation, he didn't accept. He didn't accept. No, I don't want it. What was his prayer? Prahlada's prayer. Lord Nrisingadeva asked for the benediction. We are ready to give him the mukti, liberation. But Prahlada refused. No, I don't want mukti. So many lots of these jivas are suffering here. Do you understand? How can I get mukti? No. There's so many jivas suffering. Is a real Vaishnava is a heartbleeds? Or Vaishnava's heartbleeds? See the suffering of jivas, Baba. Whose heartbleeds? Vaishnava's heartbleeds. Because he sees Krishna samandha, Krishna jiva. Only one samandha, one relation to Krishna is a mukhya samandha. Isn't it? Every jiva has eternal loving relations with Krishna, but he has forgotten. Covered up with dense darkness, ignorance, therefore he is put here in Dukhalaya, this material, miserable platform, material world, and he's been suffering. Vaishnava's heart, a Vaishnava's heart bleeds. Therefore he comes out, preaches the science of this Krishna consciousness, inculcates Krishna consciousness unto them. No more suffering. Let him go back, home back to Godhead. Let him be. Let him get out from the clutches of this Maya. Do you understand? Let him situate. Let him situate in the constitutional position as Krishna Dasa. No more suffering. That is a Vaishnava's heart. Otherwise, who's that? Who sees Krishna? His heart will show Krishna is suffering. That is so. This Prahlada, such a Vaishnava position, no, I don't want. Unless all of them are delivered, I don't want. Why shall I deliver? That Prahlada came as Vasudeva Dutta in Gauralila. Vasudeva Dutta said the same thing, Mahaprabhu, you are Patita Bhavana, deliverer of the most fallen. Please deliver all these fallen souls suffering here in this material world. Please deliver them. If you say, oh, they cannot be delivered, great sinful persons, such sinful reactions are there, how can they be delivered? If you say so, please, give all these sinful reactions to me, I will suffer for them, I will stay here and suffer for them, please deliver them. Who can say so? Who can say so? A Vaishnava like Prahlad, a Vaishnava like Vasudeva. Mahaprabhu say, you are Prahlad. Prahlad has said like that and you are saying that. Only Vaishnava. If the all these sinful reactions, all these evils put on my head, let me stay here and suffer for them and please deliver. Who can say? Can anybody? Can you say? Who can say? Vaishnava like Prahlad can say. Prahlad said everything. Understand? Vaishnava. Then Mahaprabhu said, oh, you are such a Vaishnava, your heart bleeding for the suffering of the jivas. That is that. Why? Why you suffer like that? Do you understand? It's Vaishnava's heart. And Nrisimhadev asked for benediction. Benediction Murti, he refused. No. No. And what prayer he offered? Nanyathāti akhila guru ghatita karunātvana jastā sisya āsāste nāsabhrutya sabayivani. Understand? This is Prahlāda's prayer. Understand? Seventh cant of Bhāgavatam Bhāvā. O Jagat Guru, O Lord, O Bhagavān, you are so merciful towards your devotees that you don't put your devotees in any inauspicious situation. You don't allow your devotees to get any inauspiciousness. On the other hand, a devotee rendering service to the Supreme Lord, if he wants in exchange any material benefit or material gain, he cannot be your pure devotee. Understand? Because he wants something in exchange of his service. He wants? Anil, you want? Exchange your service, so many years he has been serving, staying in the temple and serving. What you are asking? Give me cigarette? I'll smoke. Give me stool, I'll eat. Asking for this? Mr. Anil. Prahlada Maharaj says, in exchange of his service, he wants anything material? From the Lord, he cannot be a sudhavatta, a pure devotee. Rather, asabhaivani, nasabhritya asabhaivani, is no better than a merchant. Who exchanges things, gets money, isn't it? So he is a merchant. He cannot be said a bhakta, a devotee. Understand? Prahlada says, aham tu vakamastad bhaktastanka swami anapasraya nanya heyavayar artho raja sevayar eva. O Lord, I am one of your Niskama Bhakta, a Bhakta, a devotee, who is free from all sorts of desires. Niskama Bhakta, Niskama Sarvitar Sevata, you are my eternal master, I am your eternal servant. This master and servant relationship, Prabhu Hritya Samandha, this is eternal loving relationship. I don't want anything but this eternal loving relationship between yourself and myself. Let it remain forever. Do you understand? You are my eternal master, I am your eternal servant. I don't want anything other than this relationship. Understand? He said, Jadi dasya sihime kaman varangstam varadarsava kamanam hudiyasangroham bhavastu vrune varam. Then he said, Oh Lord, oh my dear Lord, Bhagavan, you are the best of the persons who gives the benediction. If you want to give me some benediction, so this is my prayer from the core of my heart, that give me this benediction, any circumstances, any time, that none of this material desire will be crept up in my heart. Please give me this benediction. Understand? As for this benediction. Thus, and any time, any circumstances, there should not be crop up any material desire in my heart. Please give me this. Benediction. And you also, this nasty desire you have to eat stove. You follow? Then say, Vidyama sasa sakya sarva loka gurum prabhu. Natru heti mrsadustin sada bhakti maisa bhavan. Tada bhutya pasa. Tada bhutya pasa. Then he said, always give me this chance of remaining in the association of your dear devotees. Do you understand? Dear devotees. Only give me this. And this is Prahlad Maharaj. He had no material desire at all. But Dhruva has a material desire. Two boy devotees we find in Srimad Bhagavatam, but there is distinction, this difference. Prahlad had no material desire, whereas Dhruva has a material desire. Whatever desire one may be, yakama, sarva kama, babaksha kama, udarodhi, tibrena bhakti yogena dati purusam param. That Bhagavatam says. Whatever desire one may have akama, sarva kama, or mukhya kama. One may be niskama bhakta, free from all desires, desireless like Prahlada, or sarva kama, may have many material desires. Do you understand? Or dhruva, or mukhya kama, may have desire for liberation, whatever may have. One's desire may be, if he is engaged, in serving and offering worship to Paramapurusa Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, all his desires will be fulfilled, he'll get everything. Do you understand? Not only that, what he is not asking for, Krishna will give him that thing. Do you understand? Chaitanya Charitamrita is discussed. Mukti mukti siddhi kami subhi jadi hoy gaadho bhakti joge tabe krishna ke bhajoi anyo kami jadi kore krishne ro bhajana na magile o krishna tare Dena so charanam kamo lagi krishna bhaje paaye krishna rase kamo chhari das hoite hoye abhilashe. Understand?
চৈতন্য চরিতান্ত।
ভুক্তি মুক্তি সিদ্ধি কামি সুবুধি যদি হয় গার ভক্তি যোগে তবে কৃষ্ণকে ভজায়। ভুক্তি কামি আর মুক্তি কামি আর সিদ্ধি কামি, আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড? One may have desire for material enjoyment, that is bhukti-kami. Mukti-kami. One may have desire for liberation, mukti-kami. Siddhi-kami. Yogis. One may have desire for yoga-siddhi, material, the yoga-siddhis. Anima, laghima, prapti-siddhi. Understand? Yogi-jab. If, fortunately, they develop some good intelligence and engage themselves in Krishna bhajan, offering worship to Krishna, gaara bhakti yoga tare Krishna ke bhajay, then it is to be understood that good intelligence has come to him. Isn't it? Good intelligence. Anya kami jodi kore Krishna ra bhajan, nama gire ho Krishna tare dena sultan. Anya kami they have other desires. Other than the lotus feet of Krishna, other desires, anyabhilashi, anyabhilashi, anyabhilashi dasunyam, jnana karma jnana pritam, ankulyena krishna anushilana bhakti ruttama. Rupa Goswami says in bhakti rasantasana, uttama bhakti, sudha bhakti, pure devotion, what is that? Anyabhilashi dasunyam, jnana karma jnana pritam, ankulyena krishna anushilana bhakti ruttama. That is free from desire of material enjoyment, free from desire of mukti. You have no desire for material enjoyment, bhukti kama. No desire for mukti, mukti kama. Anukulyena krishna anusulana. Only I will render loving service to your lotus feet, oh Krishna, and give you all pleasure. Which is pleasing to you. That in his kama bhakta. So such other devotees, those who have bhukti kama or mukti kama, desire for material enjoyment, desire for liberation, if they do Krishna bhajan, what Krishna gives, Krishna fulfills their desire, at the same time, nama gileho Krishna tare dena socharana. But they are not asking for the lotus feet of Krishna, still, at last Krishna gives them, give, take it. That is the speciality of Krishna bhajan, Krishna bhajan. Kama lagi Krishna bhaje paaye Krishna rase, kama chari das hoite hoye abhilashe. He had kama, he had desire, therefore he was engaged in Krishna bhajan. Now, when he gets the mercy of Krishna, all the desires are gone. Now he wants to become das. You don't want to become das of Krishna. Mr. Rani, you don't want. You should have the strong desire. No, I want to be Das of Krishna. No more desire. This is the lesson from Dhruva Charita. When Dhruva made Supreme Lord, all his material desires gone. He said, no, Kudatasmi Bharavana Dasi. I am now satisfied. I find you. Thana Bhilasi Tapasi Sitoyam Tum Praptavana Deva Munindra Guyam. I have that desire, material desire of the position. Therefore I underwent very severe penance austerity, but I found you, Deva Munindra Guhyam, even great demigods, great munis, sages cannot get you, get you. Thakma! Vichinnapi kātum vichinnapi dibbaratram swamin kutātasmi varamadāche. I was thrusting a few pieces of glass, and I got invaluable gem, I got invaluable diamond. I am completely satisfied, no more benediction. But Krishna fulfills all the desires and fulfills all his material desires in such a way that will never ask for a second time, no. And that happened to Dhruva. He condemned himself, I am such a rascal. I cherished all these nasty desires. When all his desires are fulfilled, he got a superior position to that of his great-grandfather Brahma. But planets, myself, planets, created for him, Vaikuntha planet. Huh? Isn't it? Still he was not happy. Morash. Huh? You follow? Huh? This is the lesson from Dhruva Charita. Krishna is giving that. What is not as simple is lotus feet, Krishna at last gives him. And makes him forget all material desires. Buddhi mano arthe dadi visasajya hoy nija kamo lagiyo tabe krishne re bhajoy bhakti vina kon sadhano dite nare phalo saphalo deva bhakti swatantra prabalo ajagalo stano nyayo Anyo sadhana atayeva harihade buddhi mana jana. You are saying that Dhanata. Find out those verses. Madhya Lila, 24th chapter. Buddhi mana archedadi vicharajya hai nija kama lagyatave krishnera bhajay. If a man is intelligent, he gets good intelligence, he has material desire, but if he is a vicharajna, he applies his intelligence, good intelligence, then he engages himself Krishna bhajan. You understand? Engages himself Krishna bhajan. Bhakti vina kun sahan dite nare phalo, sava phalo deva bhakti sodantra pavala. Without bhakti sahana, no other sadhana will give you such result. Krishna bhakti, sab phala deva bhakti, svatantra pravala. Bhakti is very potential, powerful. Svatantra pravala, very potential and powerful. All your desires will be fulfilled. Ajagarastananyayavanya sadhana teva harivhaje buddhimanjana. You found?
24th chapter, Madhya Lila. You can find.
Ajagalastamanyavanya sadhana ote bhari bhaje buddhimanjana. Other sadhanas, other dhyan, bhakti sadhana, they are like nipples, two nipples hanging at the neck of a goat. No milk will come out. Ajagalastana. Other sadhanas are like that. But bhakti is so powerful. Ote buddhiman, who is really intelligent, he engages in himself in Hari bhajan, understand? Udaramati jaro sarvatma buddhi nana kame bhajetabu paye bhakti siddhi bhakti prabhavo sri kamo charaya krishna pade bhakti karai gune akosiya.
24th chapter Madhya Lila, 24th chapter,
find out, 291, 293, quick, 24th chapter, 291, Udaramahati jar sarvottama buddhi, nana kame bhaje tabe paye bhakti siddhi, bhakti prabhava sei kama chadaya, this 293, krishna pade bhakti karaya gune akarshya, you found? 24th chapter, 291. Udara mahati jar sarvottama buddhi?
No, it's called Achantarati Sharikopakta.
It's not there. Udara mahati jar sarvottama buddhi, that line. 93?
First 92,
293.
It's called Muni Nirgrantha Chaapi.
Acha? Wrong numbers, I think. All right. Udharam hati jar sarvatama buddhi nana kame bhajetave paye bhakti siddhi. Was good intelligence, the most intelligent sarvatama buddhi, though he may have many desires, but he engages himself in Krishna bhajan, so at last he gets bhakti siddhi. Do you understand? Perfection in bhakti. Bhakti prabhava sei kama chadaya, Krishna pade bhakti karaya gunya karsya. This is such wonderful effect of bhakti that it makes one forget all material desires and at last that
Next one, I engage in his devotional service. If bhakti, Krishna makes him forget all material desire. Now I'll become only das. I don't want anything. And you don't desire such thing. Ah. This is the lesson learned from Dhruva Charita. Ah. Dhruva had material desire, but he did Hari Bhajan, he underwent tapasya, satisfied Lord Hari. All his desires were fulfilled, but didn't become happy. Do you understand? Condemned. At last, he got that planet. Supreme Lord said, you will stay there with your mother eternally and engage in bhajan. At last. Do you understand? But 36,000 you have to rule. That was his desire, first desire he begins. Srimad Bhagavatam 5:19-27 verse says us, Satyam disati athitam athitanam naivarthado jadapunarthidajata soyam vidhatte vadatanganichadam ichapidhanam nijapadapallavam. This verse says, the Supreme Personality of Godhead fulfills all the material desires of a devotee who approaches him with such motive, but he doesn't bestow benedictions upon the devotee that will cause him to demand more benedictions again. Understand? However, the Lord willingly gives the devotee shelter at his own lotus feet, even though such a person doesn't aspire for it. Understand? And the shelter, that shelter satisfies all his desire. That is the Supreme Personality's special mercy. Understand? Special mercy. And Dhruva got that. All his material desires are fulfilled. Yes. And at last, he'll never ask for the second time. Supreme Lord put that material in such a way, he'll never ask for the second time. No. Understand? Such a way. That is the special mercy of the Supreme Personality Godhead. That center satisfies all his desires. So at last he, now, plane has come, he'll go there to that special planet, Vaikuntha planet created for him. With his mother, Sunita, to stay there forever, engaged in bhajan. No more. Understand? This is special. This is special mercy of the Supreme Personality Godhead. Krishna kahe ama bhoje mage visayo sukho amruta chhari visa mage ei bada murkha. Ami vijyo ei murkhe visayo kene divo sotrana mukadiyata visayo bhulaivo kamo chhari krishne bhoje. Tāya Krishna rase kāma chari dāsaite toye ovhīnāse. Madhyanila, 22nd chapter. Krishna says, this is such a fool. Mr. Anil is such a fool. He does my bhajan and asks for visaya sukha, material enjoyment, smoking cigarette. Material enjoyment wants. Such a fool, murkha. Amruta thari viso mage. He bore a murkha. He's not asking for nectar. He's asking for stool. Poison, poison. He's such a murkha. He's such a murkha. Foolish. I am not a murkha. Krishna says, I am not a murkha. Ami vigyo yei murkhe viso kene diva. Satsana amruta diya viso bhulaiva. I am not a murkha, I am vigya. Krishna thinks, I am not murkha, I am wise, vigya. Why shall I give him poison to this murkha? He is not asking for my lotus feet, so what he is not asking for, I'll give him that. And make him forget this material, visaya sukha, material enjoyment. That is Krishna's special mercy. Kama lagi Krishna paje paye Krishna rase. Kama chari dasaita abhilase. he had material desire, therefore he had engaged in Krishna bhajan. Now what he got? He got bhakti rasa, Krishna rasa, nectar and mela, emanating from the lotus feet of Krishna, and he gave up all his karma desire. Now he wants, no, I want to be your das only das, to serve your lotus feet. Life after life, to render loving service unto your lotus feet, give you all pleasure and enjoyment, happiness. Oh Lord, I don't want anything for me. At last, this thing will. This is Krishna's special benediction. Understand? You ask for it, you cry for it. Anil, huh? This is the lesson one can learn from Dhruva Charita. Understand? Dhruva Charita. So, you see, Dhruva cried, therefore he got. Billomangal cried, he got. Those who cried for Krishna, cried for the Lord, they have got. Unless you cry, Anil, how can you get? Those who had material desires were cried for. Where is lotus light, Hari? Where is lotus light, Hari? Shedding tears, crying. He went out from his home, went into the dense jungle. Yes. So, he got. Once you cry, you follow. There are so many obstacles, impediments come when one comes out for Hari Bhajan, isn't it? Impediments, obstacles from inside and outside come. Yes, from outside and inside. When a boy comes out from the family for Hari Bhajan, his father, mother, brother, family men create impediment. Isn't it? Hey, where are you going? Where are you going? You are going to that temple, Iskcon temple. Why are you going there? They create obstacle, isn't it? His father, mother, friends, if he is a married man, his wife creates obstacle. Leaving me, where are you going? You have duty for me, you have to maintain me and give me protection. Where are you going? I'll sue in the law court, this fellow. Isn't it? But so many lives, lots of lives is in the lap of Maya. Isn't it? Lots of life, not one life, two lives, is in the lap of Maya. He has become Maya Das. Nobody has given any obstacle. While he was in Maya's lap, isn't it? When he comes out from Maya's lap, so many obstacles come. So many obstacles, But if somebody is very determined, like Dhruva, this is the lesson from Dhruva Charita, a 5-year-old boy, how determined he is. No, I must meet that Narayana, whatever may come, whatever obstacles, impediments come. Let the ferocious animals devour me, whatever it may be, didn't care for it. I must be determined for this regard, understand? Yes, strong determination. If there is strong determination, then all the obstacles, like bubbles, burst, get out. Do you understand? Strength of mind and courage of the conviction, that is required. If it is there, one can very easily conquer all the obstacles. Yes. Otherwise, nobody can overcome the obstacles. Maya is so strong. One understands. Bhakti is the topmost yoga. Hari Bhajan is the only thing required. In my life, bhajiva bhulyase samsara bhitare bhunyara hilatumi avidyara hare. Why have you come here, Anil? To eat stool? Smoke cigarette? No. To do hari bhajan. Bhajiva bhulyase samsara bhitare bhunyara hilatumi avidyara hare.
You have come here to do Haribhajan, but you have forgotten it, being covered up with the dense darkness of ignorance. The sadhus, mahajanas, they come to remind you this thing. You come here to do bhajan, Baba. In third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Kapila Devahuti Sambhada, it is mentioned when jiva is in the mother's womb, means human being, not other jivas. Mother's womb, you understand? Seventh month, pregnancy. Consciousness comes. Conscious comes at the seventh month pregnancy. And then he remembers his past life. Oh, I did this sinful activities, abominable activities, therefore again I have been put here in this painful situation. Understand? To remain in mother's womb means painful situation. Janma, birth, it is a jantrana, painful. Isn't it? Janma, mrityu, jara, vyadhi, dukha, dosanu, darsanam. These are dukhas, miseries in this material world. Birth, death, old age, disease. Isn't it? The birth, to remain in mother's womb means dukha, misery, very painful. Understand? Janma, jantrana, very painful situation. You understand how painful it is? He gets that pain. Oh, again I am put here in this painful situation in mother's womb because I did this sinful activities, abominable activities, therefore as a punishment I am again put into this miserable, painful situation. Then he remembers his past life, then he offers prayer to the Lord. Oh Lord, please be merciful on me. Please take me out of this painful situation. This time I'll never forget you. I'll do your bhajan. Understand? You have given words. You have given words to Supreme Lord. You are in mother's womb, Mr. Anil. Now you have forgotten it. Sadhus came, Shastra reminds you, sadhus remind you. You have given this word, you have forgotten. Bhajiva bhuliyase sansar bhitare bhuliyara hile tumi abhidyar bhare. You have come here to do Hari Bhajan, but you have forgotten. Being covered up with the dense darkness of nations, ignorance, abhidya. You follow? Please, take out of this. Take me out of this painful situation. This time I'll never forget you. I'll do your Bhajan. But what happened? What happens? You forgot? Anil, you forgot? Avidya, being covered up with avidya, nonsense, ignorance, you have forgotten. Therefore, through Shastra, to Sadhu Guru, Krishna reminds you. Through Shastra, to Sadhu Guru. Understand? Krishna reminds you. Sadhu Mahajanas, they come, they remind you, they tell you this thing, you should understand this thing. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, a sadhu, mahajana, great acharya in our line. He has written in his song. Here. Bhuliya to mare sansare asiya e nana vidho vyotha tumaro choroni asiya asiyami বলিব দুঃখের কথা জননি জঠরি ছিলাম যখন বিষম বন্ধন পাশে একবারি প্রভু দেখা দিয়া মরি বঞ্চিলে দিন দাসে তখন ভাবিনু জন্ম পাইয়া করিব ভজন তব জনম হইল পড়ি মায়া জালে না হইল জ্ঞান লব আদরের ছেলে সজনের কোলে হাসিয়া কাটানো কাল জনক জননী স্নেহেতে ভুলিয়া সংসার লাগিল ভালো ক্রমে দিন দিন বালক হইয়া খেলিনু বালক সহ আর কিছুদিনে
জ্ঞান বুঝিল পাঠ করি অহর বিদ্যার গৌরবে ভ্রমি দেশে দেশে ধন উপার্জন করি সদন পালন করি এক মনে ভুলি নু তোমারে হরি আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড দিস ওয়ান ওয়ান মহাজন সে ভক্তি বিনোদ ঠাকুর মহাজন সাধু সে You see, this is a nice song. You should song. Sing this song, Baba, understand it. Anil, are you hearing? This is, Oh, I forsook you, Lord, and came to this world of pain and sorrow. Now I submit my tale of woe at your lotus feet. While still in the unbearable fetters of my mother's womb, I saw you before me. Seventh month, You revealed yourself, but briefly I passed my time smiling and laughing. My parents' affection helped me to forget the pangs of birth. You are forgotten. Shastra reminds you, sadhu reminds you, what pain. Do you know what pain one gets in mother's womb? You know? Have you experienced? No experience? You are forgotten, Baba, forgotten. You know what pain, Sada Vrishtikara Ransanath. Scorpion, have you seen scorpion? Has he ever beaten you? Beaten you? What pain? You understand? Unbearable pain? If simultaneously 100 Sada, 100 scorpion bite, what pain will be? Such pain one gets in mother's womb. Such a painful situation, Baba. Yes. You want again to be put there? No. You want lots of time already put, again lots of time, isn't it? If for good intelligence, this time you offer prayer, please. Give me another devotion. I want to become your das. No more. Offer prayer, Baba, Anil. What are you doing? He said. At that moment I sought to worship you after taking bath. The bath came and with the network of worldly illusion which robbed me of all good sense. As a fondled son in the lap of relatives, I passed my time smiling and laughing. My parents' affection helped me to forget pangs of bath. They have to forget. Parents' affection. And I thought the world is very nice, yes. Smoking cigarette is very nice, but drinking liquor is very nice. I am Indra now, oh yes. Drinking liquor, one becomes Indra. Are you becoming Indra? You've been licking, Baba. World is very nice. Day by day I grew and soon began playing with other boys. Subtly my powers of understanding emerged. I read and studied my lessons incidentally, traveling from place to place, proud of my education. I grew wealthy and maintained my family, then divided attention. Oh Lord, Hari, I forgot you. Shastra reminds, sadhu reminds, Mahajana reminds, don't forget Lord Hari. Engage yourself in Hari Bhajan. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Vardhakye ekhano bhakati vinodo kaniyakatoroti nabhajiyatari dinavruthagelo ekhano ki hovegoti. Crying. Not crying. Bhaktivinoda Thakur cries. Now Bhaktivinoda Thakur is sad. He weeps. I fail to worship you. I fail to engage myself in your bhajan, O Lord. And instead pass my life in vain. What will be my fate now? Are you crying? Cry, Mr. Anil. Then he will be merciful on you. This is to cry. And Shastra reminds you, Mahajan reminds you, But when one's determination is strong like Dhruva, I must meet Lord Narayana, all the impediments, obstacles will go away like bubbles burst in his tree. He becomes fearless. This is requirement, strong determination. You are very weak, you have no strong determination. That is lacking. So this is Dhruva Charita teaches you. Understand? Take lesson. This is external, outward impediments. Then some impediments comes from inward. Internal. What are they? Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madha, mahasarya. These are enemies. Lust, greed, anger, delusion, pride, envy, these are the enemies inside. They create what? Impediments in your bhajan. Therefore, one becomes disappointed. Isn't it? Becomes pessimist. Nirasa, disappointed. He was asking that thing. When first came, I was so much enthusiastic. But now, no enthusiasm. All fair. Gone. I have lost. And become disappointed, pessimistic, Baba. Isn't it? This is internal impediment. That makes the sadhaka weak. Asatrusna, hrudetarvalya, anartha. Other desires come. This fault-finding nature you are developing, finding fault with the others, you have so many faults. Isn't it? A sieve? Have you seen a sieve? So many holes. The sieve says to a needle, "Hey, needle, there is a hole at your back. What up? Hey, Baba, you have so many holes and one hole." And he said, "Fine, fault." This is Hrudetarvalya. Enviousness, fault-finding nature. Anartha, so many anarthas are there. They grow up, they come up, crop up. They are the internal impediments in the path of bhajan. Then you are cut off with the... You are such a weak fellow. You have not conquered your mind and senses. Become das of his mind and senses. Go dasa. Enough. Become Krishna dasa. Become Godasa. What is the benefit? Understand on it. Then, so many weakness, mental weakness, physical weakness, all this come and create obstacle in your Hari Bhajan, isn't it? Sluggish, lazy, moral. What shall I do? Now this thing, non-intercession, non-inspiration, it's all gone. This is internal impediments. External impediments, internal impediments. Then one becomes disappointed, pessimist. One should understand the path of bhakti. Is not the path of roses, Baba. Path of roses, Path of thorns. Kantaka kirna, path of thorns, Follow me, understand. Yes, so many, beset with so many impediments from internal and external, But Jiva Goswami Prabhu, other Goswamis, Mahajanas, they have given up. They have given us hope. You be determined now, whatever impediment comes. Take lesson from Dhruva Charita. He became fearless now. Whatever impediment comes, let the ferocious animals come and devour me. I am not afraid. I must go to the forest.
I must undergo severe austerity, I must meet that one Narayana, determined. Huh? Understand?
No determination. Jiva Goswami Prabhu says that thing. If someone is very much determined, then all these impediments will go away, like bubbles will burst out. Understand? And one has developed firm faith, unflinching faith in the words of Sadhu Shastra Guru. He is fixed. Then there is no question of, what do you say, becoming pessimist. Understand? There is no question of pessimism here. It's all optimism. This path of bhakti. Why are you becoming pessimist, Baba? No question there. Yes. Sooner till oneself disappointed, sooner become a pessimist. With open heart, from the core of your heart, come and say once, O Krishna, I am yours. Once say, are you saying? Not saying at all, Baba. With open heart, pure heart, from the core of your heart, come before Krishna and say, O Krishna, I am yours, I am yours, I am yours. From this day I become yours. Say, say. Then Krishna will accept you. Do you understand? That is Krishna's promise. He has promised. What he has promised? Kanteha pradijanihi name bhakta pranasyati. Isn't it? He promised this through Arjuna. He cannot break his promise because he promised this through Arjuna. If he himself promises, a devotee may break it. That he, when he promised to you, a bhakta, his devotee cannot. Kanteha pradijanihi name bhakta pranasyati. Then Krishna accepts you. You allow. Anil, then no more impediments, whatever internal or external impediments come, that will never create any impediment. That will all go away, by the mercy of Krishna. If you core of your heart, open heart, you say, from this moment I become yours. Say, why such weakness comes? This is true drabalya weakness, anartha, internal impediment. Understand, that comes to you. Name bhakta prasyati, Krishna has promised that thing. Tomara pratigya hai, saranvai vedehi taret, tumi udhari venatho, Lord, it is your promise, you have promised. One will completely surrender unto you, at your lotus feet, you give him protection. Name bhakta prasati, my bhakta, devotee will never perish. That's Krishna's promise. This bhakta bhakti patha, this path of devotion, this grand road, prasasta radha patha grand road. Do you understand? If you tread this path, what? It will take you to the real destination, that is lotus feet of Krishna. But this path is beset with so many thorns, is not path of roses. But if your determination, your strong determination, strong faith in the words of Sadhu Shastra Guru, not things of doubt there, and you are fixed, then there is no question of disappointment. No question of disappointment. Kathopanishad says, Udhishthat jagrat prapya varan nibodat. As long as you have not, not reached the destination, not, understand my language, reached the destination, is the lotus feet of Krishna. You have not reached their destination, don't cease from your sadhana. Do sadhana with strong faith and firm determination under the expert guidance of a sadhu guru. Do Baba. That is to be done. Yes. If your determination is strong, you have not lost sight of your destination,
your firm faith in Vasa Sadhu Shastra Guru, definitely, they will come. You'll reach your destination. Understand? Yes. We must wait for it. Wait for it. Kabe habe bolo se sudina amar. Feel that day will come to me. Just wait and weep for it. Understand? And definitely you'll get it. But you are weak. You have no strong determination. And you are breaking down because of this internal impediments. You have no strength to conquer it, overcome it, Baba. Beg for the mercy of Krishna. Krishna lena sisvaktiravala, maya hoy durbala. Understand? Maya is very strong here. Vaivihesa agunamayi mama maya durptaya, mamiva deva padyante maya metam tarantide. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, mama maya durptaya. Very strong, unconquerable. Yes, you cannot conquer it. So your own effort, own strength, Baba. Mamevadeprabhyante mayami tantarantide. Those surrender unto Krishna, the master of maya. Get strength from Krishna, the spiritual strength, chisvaktiravala. Maya hoidrupada, maya becomes powerless, weak. Do you understand? Sadhu, how can you get that strength? That strength comes from Krishna through sadhu. Sadhu Guru Vaishnava. Understand? It will never come to you directly. Sadhu Guru Vaishnava. Associate with sadhu, come stand, remain in sadhu sangha. Hear sadhu. Katha. Krishna katha. What he says? Accept it seriously. Take it up seriously. My Guru Maharaj said, this is for serious students. Not superfluous students. Serious. Let's accept it seriously. Yes. Dhruva is so serious. 5-year-old boy, you are 5-0. No seriousness. How can you get it? If you did, Ramin, yes. Core your heart, pray. Oh, I am Krishna Das. Yande vale vahe Krishna ami tava das tamar chana chari hoinu sarvanas. Then cry before Krishna. Oh, Krishna, I am your Das. Your servant, but I am completely dumb here in this dreadful ocean of materialistic existence, disregarding your lotus feet, not taking shelter here at your lotus feet. Cry, dash your head and say, Kende bole vahe Krishna ami tavadas, tumar sarana sari hoinu sarvanas. Then he cries, Krishna, I am your Das. But I have not become your Das, I have become Maya Das, Das of my senses, Das of Maya. I have not taken shelter there to lotus feet, I have disregarded your lotus feet, therefore I am completely doomed here in this dreadful ocean of materialistic existence, drowning. When you cry like that, then Krishna will shower his mercy on you. Dhruva cried, he got, and you have to cry and get the mercy of Krishna. Krishna lena chisvaktiravala, maya hoy durbala. Maya ko pichhane rakhi, Krishna paane chai, bhajite, Krishna paada paddha paaya. Do you understand? Then he becomes strong and gets the spiritual strength from Krishna. Coming from Krishna through sadhu, guru Vaishnava, he becomes very strong now. Then he pushes back maya. You maya, with ugly wings, get out from here. Then he looks only towards Krishna, no more maya. No more cigarette baba, no more maya, lotus feet. White float, Sweta Murali. Look at the float of Krishna, white float. Whoa. Sweta Murali. White float. Krishna's float is so beautiful. Krishna's lotus feet is so beautiful. Look ahead, Krishna's float. Look ahead, Krishna's lotus feet. Namur Maya, get out of this Maya. Krishna Pane Chai.
not looking back, looking steady eyes, strong determination, undivided attention towards Krishna. Understand? Krishna then will get this strength, spiritual strength, powerful. Why such weakness? Then you can overcome it. This impediment comes from internal impediment. Understand? You say you have no external impediments, you have this internal impediment. And how to overcome it? You have to cry, pray for Krishna's mercy that comes through Sadhguru, then become strong, then you will overcome. Sadhu Sangya Krishna Nami Matrasai, Sansara Jinidhyara Kuan Vastanayam. This is the only requirement. How I can get Sadhu Sangha? The association of Sadhu, remain always in the association of Sadhu, then spiritual strength, and chant Hare Krishna and hear Krishna Katha. This is the only requirement. Then you will be able to conquer all these impediments, conquer Maya, conquer this material world. No other means is there. Understand? That is the only. And this is the lesson from Dhruva Charita, that Dhruva, a 5-year-old boy, is so determined. I should have so determination. Thank you very much. All right. I hope so. You'll be all determined, like Dhruva. And one page was a sadhu sastra guru. Cry before Krishna, get spiritual strength from Krishna.